NewsQuest strike, bosses realize contrivance of scab labor. William Jarrett, Newcastle Socialist Party. National Union of Journalists, Nudge, members at local daily papers published by NewsQuest in the south of England have taken 5 days of industrial action against the company, beginning on the 13th of October. The source of the dispute is cuts to staffing, which have already prompted 7 reporters to resign. This follows office closures at 2 papers, cuts to editor numbers, and the slashing of an entire commercial features team. The impact is noticeable, with scab reporters copying sports press releases virtually word for word and front page headlines boasting embarrassing spelling and grammar errors. NewsQuest is a major UK media firm, with 5,500 employees, and enhanced its profits by 15% last year to a total of £82.5 million. NewsQuest is a subsidiary of Gannett, a US media firm, which has a dark history of strong-arm industrial tactics, including sometimes violent strike-breaking attacks on writers and printers' guilds which would make even a Whopping-era Rupert Murdoch blush. In keeping with that industrial tradition, NewsQuest management, led by hard-headed CEO Henry Forwalker, refused to consult staff about these cuts. Management's tactics backfired, however. With ACUS talks exhausted, on the 17th of October members voted for a further 5 days of all-out strike action. A NewsQuest South London chapel spokesperson told me, the company's repeated cuts are going to cripple true local journalism not only here, but across the country. Profits boosted by cutting experienced and committed staff are shipped to Gannett in the US, meaning oversight of public officials and politicians is basically subject to that conglomerate's whim. The Socialist Party stands in total solidarity with the Nudge and its striking members at NewsQuest. To donate to the strike fund, email bernarda@nuj.org.uk noting the amount, and send the money to account number 20,143,387, sort code 608301.